Specialty Crop News, brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almonds.com. When dealing with low water situations, how should growers disperse that water over the season? Experts say it's best to lower irrigation levels by the same percentage through the season. UC Davis professor and pomologist Ken Shackle explains.
Well, the best data that we have basically indicates that what you should do is follow the same pattern as you normally do in terms of when you irrigate, and just basically irrigate less each time. So that basically means to follow what's called evapotranspiration, or ET, because it's low in May and then goes up in June and July and August, then comes back down again. So basically what you do is just figure out how many total inches you've got to be able to spend this year, and then spread them out over the year in the same pattern as you would if you were following your normal ET schedule.
So again, the idea is to keep your irrigation even, not as in the same amount each time, but by keeping with your usual pattern of irrigation, but with the lower water levels. Again, Ken Shackle.
When you say even, it's important to understand that even doesn't mean the same amount all the time. Even just means even, compared to what the weather is doing. So when the weather gets hot, you put more, and when the weather is cooler, you get less. But normally, most people should have a pretty good idea about 100% of ET and how many hours a week that needs for them. And they should be ramping it up from, April, May, June, and then ramping it back in September. So you would still ramp it up and ramp it back, but you would just be at a certain fraction of that.
For more from Shackle and for more Almond updates, visit our website. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.